The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning once again, 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are here at Broadcast Central on the Power Hour. And, of course, welcome back to the show. And, well, it's going to be an interesting segment here we're doing with Robert H. Bork, Jr., the son of the infamous Robert H. Bork, Sr. You know what? I just, the whole thing to me with DC, I'm just like, whatever. I'm so far past that, Mr. Bork. It's just crazy. But see, now we have the, we got a big suit against Google going on right now. You're probably well aware of that. I did look into the Bork Group, believe it or not. This is I cannot believe you got some real dignitaries on your board.
The Antitrust Education Project?
Yeah, with that. But the antitrust, I mean, they're the guys that you have in there. I mean, you got a former judge. This is totally cool. Now, you founded the Antitrust Education Project. First off, I want to do a little background before we get into the meat of our conversation about what the FTC and its director, Lina Khan, is going to do, trying to go after Amazon. So I just look at this stuff as political tit for tat sometimes.
Oh, it's great fun. It's
great. It is. I got to make fun of it. And you and I both know that. I think we're on the same page where that goes. But the Antitrust Education Project seeks to do what specifically? Just what the name says?
Exactly. I created the Antitrust Education Project a couple of years ago, really as a follow-on from republishing my father's first and seminal book on antitrust law called The Antitrust Paradox. It was out of print, and I suddenly was concerned that his voice was not being heard, his original voice was not being heard, because I was reading all sorts of great stories about Senator Elizabeth Warren, Lina Khan, who was then a staffer, and others wanting to turn antitrust into a weapon against capitalism, against business, against anything that any power center that was different from, you know, competed with Washington, which my father was very concerned about. So I republished the book, and I decided, well, that wasn't enough, and I should create a vehicle so that we can have a voice, a contemporary voice. And the Antitrust Education Project seeks to do exactly what the name says. We write op-eds. We speak on shows like yours. I speak around the country in public audiences, and we try to tell people why they should care about something with a strange name like antitrust and how the left is trying to use it against them.
So this all revolves around 15 United States Code. Did I hit that one?
I think so. I'm not sure I can say that code.
This has to do with trade and commerce. Right. As a matter of fact, I was writing a legal brief.
The Sherman Act of 1890, the FTC Act later in the early in the last century, and the Clayton Act are the three principal laws that have been gummed up and screwed up for decades and decades until 1979 when things started to change.
But the whole thing does center around monopolistic behavior, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yes, and if your audience is listening and they're going, well, why do I care about antitrust? Just remember, antitrust is the old-fashioned name for the way businesses were organized back at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. There were a lot of major corporations organized as trusts, and the idea was, well, we need to do something against these trusts. Antitrust is the name. I would prefer to think of it now in terms of competition law. It might be a better way to look at it. For the last 45 years, my father's work in antitrust has really been the operating system of antitrust enforcement. He wrote a book in 1978 called The Antitrust Paradox, which laid out why the antitrust was not set up to protect competitors from each other, but was set up really to protect the consumer. And if the consumer welfare, and that was the goal, if the consumer welfare was not damaged, harmed by a particular corporate act like a merger or an acquisition or some other policy, then it should be allowed to go forward. And as a result of his work, the Supreme Court, a year after the book was published, adopted the consumer welfare standard. We've been living with that for the last 45 years, roughly. And during that period of time, the economy has boomed, not just because of the consumer welfare standard, but because of other sort of more free market policies, deregulation under Ronald Reagan. Joe Biden can't stand this.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is that, you know, folks, if you're listening to the show right now and wondering, all right, where is this conversation going? Understand that we talk about economics. We talk about capitalism. People who are pro-business, pro-consumer, that want a happy medium, a balance between both of these entities, need to understand that this also involves what is commonly known as price fixing. And this is when everybody gets together behind the scenes and decides to set prices. It's ridiculous. And this is why, you know, you may suspect a lot of this stuff going on. That's what's important in the conversation, because every time you go to the grocery store, every time you go to the gas pump, you sit there and you're doing whatever it is and spending your hard-earned money trying to keep food on the table and your car working to go to work, wondering what's going on behind the scenes, what's causing all of this. It's not just Bidenomics. You know, there are certain elements that Mr. Bork here is talking about that his dad was curious, enough to approach this and get into it on. I love 15 USC because stuff like 1641F, liability of assignees. I mean, I was looking at all this stuff last night while I was writing legal briefs for a case in federal court. So trust me, I'm so tuned into this conversation, folks. You cannot ignore stuff like this. This affects your livelihood. And so this is probably one of the key reasons Antitrust Education Project, because people need to wake up and understand the core elements of what's going on in today's society. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement. And you mentioned price fixing. That's just one aspect. Predatory pricing, you know, in a merger, for example, really what this crowd in Washington is all ginned up about now is their view that everything big is a monopoly. Every big company is a monopoly. And that's simply not true. And even if it were true, being a monopoly, believe it or not, is not illegal. It's how you got it and what you do with it. If you abuse your market power, then you're crossing the line. Then you're abusing the consumer welfare. Predatory pricing, price fixing, those are two important issues. And sometimes they're the easiest ones to prove. Defining what a monopoly is and what a market is, that's harder to do. You can look at it right now, for example, in the Amazon case. The FTC sued Amazon last week for being a monopoly. Their case is just a hot mess of conflicting ideas. They put no economics in their filing, and they put, you know, just some anecdotes and things. It's 175 pages long. But what I was going to try to say about that was that, they've defined the market as online retailers, big online retailers. Well, Amazon competes with regular, you know, bricks and mortar stores as well. In fact, if you look at the 13 largest retailers in the country, Amazon has prices, or is it 12? 12 or 13 largest retailers in the country, Amazon has the lowest prices by far, 13% lower than its competitors. The argument that the FTC, Lina Khan, chair of the FTC, is trying to make is that somehow or another, they are abusing their position to jack up prices and to abuse sellers and hurt consumers. But all you got to do is look at the numbers. I mean, and these are not my numbers. These are not Amazon's numbers. These are independent, they're companies that track this sort of thing. And they say, look, the prices are 13% lower. Well, that's just, I think her case was dead on arrival, except for the fact that she filed it in Seattle, where all the active federal judges are all Biden appointees. But,
talk about forum shopping.
Yeah.
God.
But interestingly enough, the chief judge there first assigned it to a Reagan appointee who must have been, 100 years old, who's on senior status. He recused himself, probably because he likes Amazon or something. and then it's been assigned to a George W. Bush appointee, also on senior status. So at least one can be hopeful that he has some knowledge of economics and some knowledge of the precedent of the last 45 years that was created by the Supreme Court and has been upheld, by other Supreme Courts, including in a majority opinion by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So, there may be some protection in the courts for the abuse of antitrust law by this administration. There, I covered a lot of ground there. But
you sure did. But see, the thing is, the fact that Seattle folks, if you're keeping track of the district court and the circuit courts, okay, it's in the 9th district, the most liberal district of all the districts in the United States for federal districts. And so, we have a federal question because it involves 15 USC. And so it's going to stay in the federal court. It's not going anywhere. It doesn't matter. Amazon's in one place. They're in another place. We're not talking about diversity jurisdiction here. We're talking about, and this is something that may be well over everybody's head. But here's the thing, folks. If you listen to the show and you don't know, see, this is a little bit different from our original founding broadcaster, Joyce Riley, who was a surgical scrub nurse. And she's since gone, and God rest her soul. But the thing is that our conversation now has evolved into what it is from the legal perspective of what is happening, because that's more my background in consumer law. So trust me, when I heard you were coming on, I'm like, oh, yeah, we could have a reckoning here because of the fact we get to talk about something that actually matters to people besides their health. And see, we have the Power Mall, which is the way we support our show. And we're basically selling supplements and prep items and things that people need to maintain their health, which we feel is important. And people can go to Amazon, which we prefer they wouldn't do because it doesn't help us any. It helps Jeff Bezos. So, I'm going to get back to this lawsuit now because this is the focus of everything that I like the Union Jack too, by the way. That's cool. The big thing that I'm looking at, and folks, if you want to chime in, the number is 844-769-2944. If you want to ask Robert H. Bork Jr. Any questions pertaining to what is going on here with the Federal Trade Commission, they are the ones obviously that sit on these merger cases as well to determine whether or not they're going to be in the best interest of the public.
Well, and the Justice Department as well. They divide that jurisdiction between the two of them. So
we want to break this down in simple terms for everybody to be able to understand. We're not saying you're stupid. We have a lot of retired business people out there that know exactly where we're going with this. But here's the thing. Did you have, or your group, the Antitrust Education Project, Bob Bork, did you have any inkling before the suit was filed that it was coming? I mean, did somebody tip you off and tell you it was going to happen?
No one had to tip me off because Lena Khan wouldn't stop talking about it.
Ah, all right. You knew it was coming.
Well, I knew it was coming for 5 years, or actually I knew when she became joined the FTC it was coming, because 5 years ago, when she was a third year student at Yale Law School, she wrote a note in the Yale Law Journal. It's like an article called The Amazon Paradox. So Amazon is her white whale. She has been looking forward to this for years. She's positioned herself now to bring this case. She has personally handled the prep for the case and at a level I don't think is typical for a FTC commissioner, let alone a chair of the FTC. And it's been coming. She's been talking about it. Amazon's been telling everybody it's coming. It was no big secret that it was happening.
Well, but Amazon has a lot of money.
Amazon does have a lot of money.
We're talking about the FTC, which is a federal agency that has a lot of money, because all they do these days is seem to just print it up and spend it. So whether it's on legal fees or whatever the case may be, for all the government attorneys that are being paid to litigate this thing, because Lina Khan is not alone in this, you referred to this case as a hot mess, and I want to dig into that just a little bit. You obviously got a copy of this lawsuit. The Antitrust Education Project had a chance to sit down 175 pages of, you call it a hot mess. What in there jumped out at you and said, these people are way out of line? There's no way they're going to win this thing.
Well, I mean, first of all, going back to her article in, you know, 7 years ago, whatever I said it was, 1970, whenever she graduated from law school, third year, it was about 7 years ago. She said in the article that her argument was, oh my God, Amazon is cutting prices. It's predatory pricing. It's trying to, you know, lure in customers by offering the lowest prices possible. Then comes the lawsuit, which says, oh my God, Amazon is rigging prices. They're raising them. They're jacking them up. They're ripping people off by using higher prices. So her original theory that Amazon was somehow undercutting everybody is now, no, Amazon's been ripping everybody off. And the other thing that was interesting was that although she has been a vocal opponent of the consumer welfare standard, which is the law in antitrust right now, and was the creation of my father and others. I don't want to say others didn't have a role in it. There are others from Harvard and the University of Chicago and elsewhere back in the 60s, 50s and 60s, who started developing these ideas. Although she has been adamantly opposed to the consumer welfare standard, the direction of this lawsuit, the basic underlying principle of her lawsuit is the consumer welfare standard. So her lawsuit against Amazon is at least hiding behind it was wolf in sheep's clothing. We're all for the consumer. We're all, you know, and in fact, that I think that's going to come back and bite her, because if that's true, then she's going to get, you know, caught out by a judge who says, okay, well, if that's your theory, consumer welfare, you haven't made a case. And I should say, in the case, there, as I mentioned earlier, she has offers up no economics. No facts, just anecdotes. It's a hot mess. I think it's a loser. I'm sure Amazon would be very happy if it was a loser, but it's gonna be very expensive for both sides. There's gonna be at least a year of discovery. There, you know, months and months of motions. I think right now the projection is that they're gonna get to the actual trial in 2025 or 2026. And by that point, Lina Khan will be out of office. So, you know, but here's the secret sauce of her plan. I really think she doesn't care about winning. I think she would like to win, but I don't think it's necessary for her to achieve her goals. She has lost pretty much every case she's brought at the FTC, not at all of them, but important ones, because she keeps going in with these crazy theories that judges, even Democrat judges, appointed judges, say, I'm sorry, you know, there's no way I can make that work, and you're out of here. So they just kick her to the curb. But that's okay, because I think what her real goal is to say, you know, assuming there's another Democrat administration, she's going to go to them and say, We can't control the economy. We can't control business unless you change the law. And I think this is going to be a sales pitch for her. If she, you know, remember, this consumer welfare standard was created by judges. It was created by the Supreme Court, or codified by the Supreme Court, I should say. There's no statute that says consumer welfare standard. So what's going to happen, I think, is she's going to try to get, as she has been trying to get, and as the Democrats in the Senate were trying all of the last 2 years, to change the law, to write a new statute. And they had conservatives helping them for a while. who are confused. I should the kindest thing I can say about them is they were confused.
Yeah.
They didn't get it done, and now I think that will be the ultimate goal if she can't win one of these cases.
But so you have a situation though, and I'm glad we're having this because we have so many back conversations that go behind everything that Robert H. Bork Jr. has been talking about in this segment. Because of the fact that this all started to evolve in the 60s and 70s and shortly after, because you're talking about the consumer welfare standard, this evolved into the least sophisticated consumer standard under the FCRA and FDCPA. This all came out of it. I mean, this part of 15 USC 1692. Yeah. I mean, this is all part of like the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And the least sophisticated, Clomen v. Jackson. I mean, I'm sure you're well aware of a lot of these cases and how it plays out, because that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book FDCPA and the Paradigm Shift in Foreclosures. So people, if you know the law and you can use the law, not like Lena Khan, the thing is you have to be able to, if you are the plaintiff in the case, which in this case the FTC is, you got to prove it. The burden of proof is on the plaintiff. So whatever the case, and not only that, but she has a bigger burden with the Spokio ruling in 2016. She has to prove that somebody was actually harmed. I mean, all these Prime members are getting free shipping. Yeah, they're collecting a $17 a month fee. I mean, was Prime mentioned as part of her 175 pages?
Prime, you know, they're going to, if this goes through, they're going to break Prime. Okay. Prime will go away.
Oh.
And it won't work because, you know, part of the thing they're asking for is for the sellers to be able to pick their own logistics service. Now, they benefit greatly from, you know, the billions that Amazon has put into developing their own logistics service, but that would go away. And I think all the bundling of other benefits like music and videos and things would go away. But I should point out something which Lena Khan may not have thought about and may not be counting on or may not care about, which is Amazon is the second most trusted institution in America after the U.S. military. Poll after poll shows the U.S. military and then Amazon. So, you know, she's it's a Sisyphean task, I think, for her to push this rock up a hill. You know, but she is the government. Okay. And it used to be said about antitrust cases, the government never loses. But the government has been losing regularly, both in the cases brought by the Justice Department under Joe Biden and the cases brought by Lena Khan. I mean, she's had some insane theories. For example, when Meta, Facebook, wanted to buy a virtual reality, a VR headset company, and get into that business, she sued them to block them, saying it was sort of like a pre-crime lawsuit, like Minority Report. You know, there is no market now to speak of, and you're certainly not dominating it, but you may dominate it in the future, and we don't like that. So anyway, that got chucked out of court, this pre-crime notion. And, you know, and then she sued Illumina for trying to buy a company called Grail. These are medical companies. And Grail had developed a test for cancer that was apparently really great, could spot early detection of about 50 different types of cancer. Illumina had actually created Grail, spun it off, and now wanted to buy it back. And she's been trying to block that. You know, in the meantime, of course, the company is spending millions of dollars on defending themselves and holding up cancer research. Well, that's a great medal to wear on your chest. I think I delayed cancer research for no good reason. So she's everything. Oh, and do I have a minute to just go on about one of the other things? Or
you do. Yeah, we got a few minutes left.
Okay, I just want to point out that under Lena Khan, that when she started, there were two Republican commissioners, both of whom quit. One of whom, Christine Wilson, wrote an open letter in the Wall Street Journal and basically said, Lena Khan is a Marxist. And no argument for me on that. And she has so riled up the FTC that 75 or so, well, it was 75 last time I looked, senior staffers had quit.
Well, they're in competition with Chlamydia Harris's office.
Right, there you go.
Yeah,
and then they had quit, and in fact, apparently there's a survey done every year of the government agencies, and FTC had been near the very top in terms of staff perception of integrity and quality of work, and all. It's dropped to the bottom in 2 years. Well, actually, in 1 year, and then the second year that was reaffirmed. So. It is, the whole thing is a disaster, and one can only hope that a Republican or a conservative or somebody will be the president of the United States, and that we'll have both houses or at least the Senate, and be able to confirm some good people to take back the FTC from this really, really Marxist approach to
Yeah. I get that. The bigger problem I have with this, Robert Bork, is that this whole thing has gotten political. Mm-hmm. The Marxists have reared their ugly head. We're in a situation right now where America's economy, I mean, everybody realizes this. They're in a panic about it. They want some sort of salvation or some sort of savior to come out of the woodwork. You pretty much pegged that. But here we have an agency that is literally wasting our tax dollars, filing lawsuits that make zero sense. This is almost as bad as taking Trump and knocking him off his political footing with all these different lawsuits to try to keep him. I mean, now the Supreme Court just ruled that, sorry, but you can't keep him off the ballot. I mean, this is just craziness, and this is just one classic example of all of this. Brady in Vegas, you're on with Robert H. Bork Jr. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good. What's your point?
Yeah, my point is, I heard you earlier in the broadcast. I'm wondering what you personally, Robert, are going to be doing for tomorrow. Are you going to be putting your phone in the microwave when they turn on the 5G?
Talking about the FCC EBS test that supposedly sponsored by FEMA, the other white government.
We're up to iPhone 15s now, right? This is an 11. So as long as it works, I'm not worrying about it too much. I have no 5G, and where I live, I barely have service. So,
all right. So there you have it, Brady. I appreciate that. Thanks. No, I have a 12, and this thing supposedly emits so much radiation anyway, I'm going to eventually get rid of it.
Maybe that's why I'm bald. I don't know. Anyway.
No. Well, at least we can hear each other. You know, that's a saving grace. So
yes.
That's the beauty of the conversation. So now the books are you selling, or you have a current book out that you're promoting?
Not me. Well, my father's book. I brought it back. We edited it again. I got Senator Mike Lee to write a new introduction, and I wrote a new foreword. And you can get it on Amazon.
I love it. You can get it on Amazon.com. There you go.
Well, and Barnes & Noble.
Not to be left unsaid.
I appreciate it. I get trust books into bookstores, but I can get it online.
So. Wonderful.
Actually, I think it's sitting right there. It is.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Robert H. Bork Jr., thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with your endeavors. God help us all from this FTC. We'll be back after this break with these messages. Stay with us.
For skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Born by Nature, zinc and copper formula. It helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of The Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from The Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time on this Tuesday, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, as well as the Power Mall, which is now open. You just heard that number. Carolyn in Washington, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. I have four quick, I hope, questions for you. The first one is your yesterday call. You have a regular caller. And you said really quickly what his email at, or not email, but his website is something about Conspiracy Cafe.
Oh, that was George Freund. Yeah, it's conspiracy-cafe.com. That's George Freund. He was our radio host. And every so often he calls up and he's got some very worthwhile information to share. But he does have that website, conspiracy-cafe.com. So thanks for asking about that.
Thank you. Okay, second question. If the Chinese actually did attack Maui, wouldn't that be an act of war against us, like Pearl Harbor and the Japanese?
I'm shaking my head like the bobblehead in the back window of a car with the up and down motion there. Yeah, that would be. But you see, the thing is when the Chinese own the Biden administration, everybody's turning a blind eye. So I don't know. I mean, this is you're right on. It's a great point made there, Carolyn. What's question number three?
Well, I got to finish up with Steve Quayle had said God told him about 10 or 20 years ago that Maui would be the site of the start of World War III. Okay.
Wow.
Your books. I have
four
kids, and I can't afford all your books. So which one or two books would apply to my two kids that are in the process of buying their homes?
Ooh, okay. That would be the first two books I wrote. That would be the credit restoration primer, because they need to examine their credit and pull their credit reports before they go out and buy a house. And secondly, clouded titles. Oh, okay. Well, now clouded titles would be the next book to purchase because of the fact that it talks all about the 2008 collapse. It talks all about their mortgage paperwork. They need to, and I can tell consumers right now that if you have not had a chance to go in and dig up your mortgage paperwork or your closing paperwork from the title company, you need to go in there and open that up and look at it. Carolyn, God, what a valid question, because here's the thing. If you open it up and you see MERS listed in there, M-E-R-S, and then a MIN number that's 18 digits long on page one of your note and your deed of trust, your mortgage, your loan has been securitized on Wall Street. It has been turned from a debt instrument into an equitable instrument so they can sell it on Wall Street and make money with it, because a $500,000 mortgage loan can make the people on Wall Street up to $7 million. And they're selling your credit score, your credit history, everything about you. They've actually taken this thing and rehypothecated it into one security after another, and they're called CDOs. So this is what they're doing with their mortgages. So if you've got one at paperwork, you need to tell your kids, Carolyn, to look at their paperwork, because they literally are going to be victims of securitization, especially if they all of a sudden, for some reason, can't make their mortgage payment. And then you watch the boogeyman, proverbial boogeyman, jump out of the closet. And then you're dealing with what I'm dealing with in court now.
So would that in any way apply to me? I have owned my home for about 10 years now.
Is it paid off?
Yes.
Oh, well, then, see, the Quiet Title War Manual would be the next thing. That's the other book that Al West and I wrote. And that is the one that goes into detail about how to examine your title, how to look at it. And this is what Clouded Titles expounds on. But the War Manual is an extension of that, an extrapolation of the thought process of how to clear title to make sure that if there's any garbage in there, you have every right to challenge it. So that's kind of where we are for people that have their homes that are paid off, that are living mortgage free right now. And by the way, congratulations to you for being mortgage free.
Oh, thanks. It wasn't easy.
I
need to get Clouded Titles and Quiet Title War Manual.
Well, the Quiet Title War Manual is the one that teaches you how to clean up your title. Everybody needs the credit restoration primer, because you really got to check on your credit histories, because back when I started writing this thing, 80 some odd percent of your credit report was all full of errors. And this is not me talking. This was the government that was saying that this is what we've seen based on the information that people are communicating to us. And so this is one of the reasons why I really valued Robert Bork being on the show, because all of this has to do with consumer protection. So that's where we're at on this.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Carolyn. Thanks for your call. Well, apparently there's a lot of people want to jam it up in here. Bob in Missouri, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. You watch those, watching those debates, Republicans, like this week, last week?
Did I watch them all mass debating together? No.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. I could just, I just follow up.
I just watched about 30 seconds of somebody and I turned it off. It was a joke. It was a joke. They're laughing at you. Now, number one, one thing I really, really disturbed me was this Indian up there, some Hindu, okay?
Oh, Ramaswamy, yeah.
Represent you. He's going to represent, let me just tell you, why isn't anybody talking about, they're talking about this invasion from the southern border? What about the invasion in our skies coming over there from India and China? How many Indians have come in here over the last 10 years? These are Hindus. They're the biggest racists in the world. If you go over to India, there's such a group called the Untouchables. There's millions upon millions of them living in the streets where they keep them like dirt.
Well,
on top of that, if you're an Indian
Bob, I can speak from personal. I speak from personal experience on that. I used to work for an Indian guy, and I was treated like the proverbial caca by him, too. So, no, I get exactly what you're saying. They have this mindset in their head that they know everything and we know nothing. I mean, I don't know most of the people I know. There are some people I know that are Indian that I have a lot of respect for because they're business people. They're very smart. They have a good acumen, but they're also very condescending. A lot of them are. And I can't argue with you on that.
They're very racist. On top of the women are slaves over there, okay?
Yep.
You got this group in here, the Zionist group that runs your country, okay? Which is what they call Israel, which is the biggest misnomer of all time, okay? They hate Israel. Anyway, they're bringing these people in here who hate you. They look at you as a sucker. They look at you as stupid, okay? I've been to India, okay? I've seen what they've done. What
you
they've
got
done
one up on me,
there.
Bob. You got one up on me.
Oh,
I've never been.
There.
You have.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I was on a motorcycle over there, and I know what it's all about. And you got these Chinese coming. You now see on TV. And let me just tell you something. India get China out of their media 2 years ago, okay, because they were trying to take over their media there. So India kicked them out of there. But we got Chinese. If you look at the TV now, there's always a smiling Chinese on there from communist China. They're laughing at you. They look at you as idiots, okay? That's the EU that's brought these people in. Look at the people behind the EU. We should be going after them and, you know, just taking them out, totally taking them out because they are your enemy. They've been your enemy since World War II. Patton, remember Patton, the movie Patton? As I told you before, at the end of the movie, he tells one general when he's over there and he's taking over Germany that, hey, we've been fighting the wrong people. We should be fighting the Mongols. He didn't get the finish at Mongol Turks. Who call themselves Jews, okay? So we should go over there and kick their ass out of here because we've been fighting the wrong people. And those people, he said, we're going to have to fight them here or we're going to have to fight them over in our own country.
Arguendo, Bob. That's the arguendo. To keep us in Ukraine is we got to fight them over there so we're not fighting them over here. I think, Bob, that, you know, all in all, and I'm maybe not alone in my thought process here, is that if they were fighting them over here, maybe a lot of Americans will wake up and realize they've been had. So, you know, good points made. We appreciate that. Thanks for your call. Jeff in North Carolina, you're on. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll go ahead and finish this real quick, Dave. I got a couple thoughts, but I'll let you know what happened here. I was talking to this person and this is to do with my stupid naivety, which I've gotten over. But at one point, I was very naive to some things. But anyway, I was talking to I don't know who I was talking to, actually. This went on for about 3 weeks. And I got a little thing in the mail, a big envelope in the mail, and it had money in it. And, you know, I can't remember where it was sent from or whatever, but I can't even remember the name or whatever. But I was like, this is really weird. I think it was $300. I think they were $100 bills, right? And so I went, I said, this is strange. So anyway, I went to the post office, and I had the postmaster look at the bills. He held it up to the light. It didn't even take him 5 seconds and told me they were counterfeit.
Ouch. Oh my!
And
it's
like
what? they got your information. They want you to spend this currency into society, so you get in trouble. Because as soon as somebody finds out that it's a counterfeit bill, they're calling the cops. I mean, you're literally going to be in handcuffs for trying to pass it, and you're going to have to explain where it came from. Well, I got it in the mail, so I thought I'd go out and spend it. Oh my, this is a continuation of your dating site conversation from last hour, right? But see, they got your number.
Yeah,
that's what that amounted to, right?
Yeah. And you know what, Dave, if you would look at these, I don't know how these bills were made, but if you looked at them, you would swear up and down that they were real. I mean, they looked very, very authentic, but I don't know what the postmaster saw. He held it up in the light and saw that it was counterfeit, but it just blew my mind. But let me share one more thing here and I'll get off. I was in a VA facility down in Florida for a while and I met, and this goes along with the trust issue, how people are so wicked and how they lie so bad right now. I got involved with a veteran down there, a lady who was an officer in the Army, and she seemed to be very nice at first, and she's a very, very beautiful woman, but inside it was the opposite. But anyway, I got involved with another woman, ended up moving and getting married. And this woman would not let it go, and she had the police call me up in North Carolina and try to have me arrested for breaking into her house. And I was in North Carolina. The police from Gainesville, Florida, called me.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, that's something.
Yeah, that you would kind of see. Yeah, at least she didn't call you up and go, play Misty for me. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's something that you would kind of see on one of those Lifetime shows or something. But the police called. I handed the phone to my wife, and I said, "Do you believe this?" I told but somebody that would go to that extent to lie, and you know, there's so many. At the point I'm making, Dave, there's so many people. It's sad to say that are like that right now that lie about everything. You know, and it really is sad.
Yep. Welcome to the ways of the world, Jeff. I appreciate your chiming in on that. Thanks so much.
Yes.
Trust issues. Yep. Have a great day. I want to get back to a couple of news stories here before we exit for today's show and get on with tomorrow's preparation for the big event.
This is a test.
I just wait for it to happen. I will be monitoring that, by the way. I will listen to it. I didn't take the jab. I don't lead a sheltered life, and I am healthy. I consider myself healthy and don't consider myself that my brain is going to explode. 40% of consumer DNA tests, by the way, for those of you subscribing, trying to find out your ancestral lineage. Now we're finding out that the DNA not only profoundly contains personal information about your health, personality and family history, which may be used to discriminate against you in the workplace, affect your ability to acquire health insurance, it's often sold to research companies. And believe it or not, as of 2017, the sales of direct-to-consumer testing kits skyrocketed, driven in part by large ad budgets and a growing interest in discovering who you are. And then they find out, research has found out nearly 40% of the medical data from these tests may be false positives. Wow. And you shoved what up your nose? You put what in your mouth? Well, it's just a little saliva. You sure? Oh, wow. All right. And the more we learn about vitamin D, the clearer it becomes that getting enough of it is a key part of achieving optimal health, from bone health and muscle strength to mood support, gut health, and longevity. It's no secret. Vitamin D has some huge health benefits. Is there anything the sunshine vitamin can't do? We have a little story on our email blast about how it promotes healthy blood sugar levels. And so we've got OptiVita Vitamin D. Frank Davis will be on to talk about that tomorrow. And of course, black holes, believe it or not, after ripping stars to shred, 24 of them suddenly flared up with radio waves in an inexplicable burping bouts. Half of all the star-killing black holes may experience the same. Believe it or not, talking about the black holes again. It's where our government and all their money is going into one big black hole. Sam Altman is a pure technocrat. He fancies himself a savior of the world. Most likely, he's going to destroy it. Some compare him to Albert Einstein, and he wrote, "My open work at AI reminds me every day about the magnitude of the socioeconomic change that is coming sooner than most people want to believe." No, he wants to replace normal people with artificial intelligence. And speaking of how AI can spy on you, riddle me this, Batman. What does a car need to know about your sex life? from lock and code S04E20. According to the team's research, Nissan says it can collect sexual activity information about consumers. Kia says it can collect information about a consumer's sex life. Subaru passengers allegedly consent to the collection of their data by simply being in the vehicle. Volkswagen, the people's car, says it collects data like a person's age and gender and whether they're using their seatbelt, and that it can use that information for targeted marketing purposes. But those are just some of the highlights from the Privacy Not Included team, explained Zoe McDonald, the content creator. We're pretty surprised by the data points the car companies say they can collect, including your social security number, information about your religion, your marital status, genetic information, disability status, immigration status, race, and of course, one of the most surprising ones for a lot of people about the research is the sexual activity data. Go figure. Green energy stocks have dropped significantly in the last few months, underperforming compared to oil and gas companies as high interest rates are killing it. This is the Standard & Poor's Global Clean Energy Index, which comprises 100 of the biggest companies in green energy, dropping over 20% in the last 2 months. Why? Because the Green New Deal isn't working and everybody's figuring it out and investors are pulling their money and putting it where it's going to work. Duh. Took them long enough. Meanwhile, Venezuela, Syria, and Iran have teamed up to jointly build an oil refinery in the former rebel stronghold of Homs, Syria, according to Iran's news agency, Tasnim. The list of appliances grows that the Energy Department plans to attack within the next 12 months. Pool pumps, ceiling fans, battery chargers, dehumidifiers, gas stove, incandescent light bulbs, gas furnaces. I mean, is nothing sacred anymore? Oh, just wait till they go after your wood-burning fireplace. We'll see how that goes over. I don't think so. We also have an article under gardening, farming, and homesteading, thanks to our diligent research by producer Catherine, how to build a wood-fired pizza oven in your backyard. Oh, you can even do roasted meats in there. Besides, very tasty pizzas. Right, Ballwinkle? That trick never works. I know. Nothing up my sleeve. All right. So you got to read that. I'm going to read it. Now you got my curiosity up, Catherine. Pros and cons of shipping container houses. Now, here's the thing. We've talked about this before. People say, hey, it's a great thing to do. Go out and buy a shipping container. They're building business communities out of shipping containers. They even have one in Las Vegas. People came home and from touring over there, and they visited all these places, and people actually are setting up shops. They go out, get the shipping container, open it up, fashion it into an office, and they have this shipping container park that you can go to, and it's like a little shopping mall. Well, there are pros and cons about using those things for making homes out of. For those of you that, for about $3,000, I can buy one of these things, put it on my lot, make a house out of it. You know what? To each his own. But you should know what the pros and cons are, and that's why we've included an article about it on our email blast. Go to thepowerhour.com, click on newsletter, and subscribe to get that information. In the Second Amendment category, I've got two stories for you here, one you could focus in on. Connecticut calls itself the Constitution State. Now, there's new gun control limiting the number of handguns a law-abiding citizen can purchase each month, which just went into effect. Of course, the state Senate President pro tempore Martin Looney, wow, he's trying to communicate with me, Andy Looney. Yeah, he praised the new restriction, but he isn't satisfied with it. He wants to pursue further limits on monthly gun purchases. Oh, man, this is never going to stop. Till they get their way and somebody, some criminal shows up on Martin Looney's doorstep and Looney gets his day of reckoning. One of these days, man, all you NIMBYs out there, this multiculturalism is going to come back to haunt you. It's not me saying it. It's just a fact. I got one place you can go to look to see what hell on earth looks like. It's called London, England. Oh, by gosh, by golly, you're talking about me again. I'm not like to be liking that. And of course, the interesting twist on attorney's fees, you know, we just talked to Robert H. Bork about the FTC's crazy action against Amazon. In the latest fallout of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin decision, a New York judge has ordered the state of New York to compensate the NRA almost a half a million in legal fees. Oh, you gotta love it. And of course, you know, yeah, nature's arsenal. We have a story about seven medicinal plants for COVID-19 prevention and treatment. Seven medicinal plants. And you can also, when you go to the Power Mall to order today, pick up a package of Curcumin X4000 with fenugreek. That will help you with your COVID-19 treatment. And of course, this whole thing with the NFL, you guys got to stop whining. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are a thing. You guys are all going crazy over her Instagram, Swift's Instagram. So, yeah, you can all sit there and claim she's a Marxist, whatever. After the controversial Chiefs win. Yeah, she wrote, Chiefs are 2-0 as Swifties. She's dating Travis. Come on, give him a break. It's going to be a thing as long as you keep making it that way. It's all about optics. Wow. And we've even got a story for you cat lovers on there. You're going to need to dial up on that one. Purring parasites and pure love. What exactly makes somebody a cat person? I speak from experience on that one. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with our October 4th EBS edition. You're going to have to love this. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Stay safe. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.